In real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. on Friday, March 13th, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with traffic this morning, weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and again at 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. until June 26th. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will close as part of the School Streets program. Ongoing throughout the day, drivers may encounter delays on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, where traffic has been reduced to one lane in each direction for sanitary and water main installation work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speed limits, and share the lane signage. Until further notice, Aberdeen Street from Johnson Street to William Street remains closed to accommodate construction and staging activity. And Berry Street at Queen Street remains closed long-term for construction-related activity at 283 Queen. Now a look at the weather. It will be cloudy today with snow beginning late in the morning, turning into snow and rain showers in the afternoon. Snowfall totals are expected to reach 2 to 4 centimeters. Winds will pick up as the day goes on, becoming south at 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60 late this morning before easing slightly. The high today is plus 2, though it will feel colder this morning with the wind chill near minus 13. The UV index is 1 or low. Tonight will be cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries, and it will stay windy with a low of minus 6. A quick reminder, with St. Patrick's Day celebrations approaching, the University District Safety Initiative is now in effect until March 18th, bringing increased bylaw and police presence to the University District. Under Kingston's nuisance party bylaw, hosts of disruptive gatherings could face penalties up to $2,000, while other offenses, including noise violations or refusing to leave a property, may also result in fines. There will also be temporary parking restrictions overnight on parts of Division, William, and Earl Streets. Be sure to head to the University District Safety Initiative page on the city's website for more information. This has been your 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. I'm Christina Laurie, and be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Jesse coming up next for a bit of extra luck this Friday the 13th.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. This is your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It's me, the J-E-S-S-E. That's a little pretentious, I'm sorry. Hey, what's up? It's Jesse, your host as usual. And in case you weren't aware, you didn't feel that chill in the air. Hopefully not literally. But it's Friday the 13th. Ooh, the witching hour. The devil's playground. I mean, it's March. It's not Halloween. But hey, Friday the 13th. Is Friday the 13th. So of course, some of what we play today will be influenced by, I guess it's not a high holiday. It's not even really necessarily a noteworthy thing. I'm also pretty sure that there's a second Friday the 13th, usually in June. Is that not the case? That's my understanding, is that it's usually in June. So maybe it's not a particularly noteworthy occurrence of Friday the 13th, but we're going to observe, not so much celebrate, but observe it all the same. We have got a lot of ground to cover today. Yes, we have our Friday the 13th inspired silly little playlist, but we've also got a couple of compilation albums that were just released in the last 7 days that I do want to take a look at and talk about. One exclusively featuring Canadian independent artists, and one that has an absolutely jam-packed set list. So we're going to cover both of those, but for the time being, let's get the energy up. We dodge the bullet, we dodge the twin awful occurrences of like 30 millimeters of freezing rain and 20 centimeters of snow. Kingston, we've been getting lucky. Not throughout the winter, obviously it was a hard winter, but we avoided the worst of that dreadful winter weather, so I'm feeling good. I want to get things off on like a hard and heavy start. So, kicking off this music block, we've got Penny Sleeve with Money Mouth on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
You laugh through your teeth, then line your pockets with wealth and greed. Well, you're selling beliefs, and if I don't agree, you won't pardon me. You can kick me out. All of your problems, they won't be avoided. You should end it now. Your whole system is frayed and corroded.
just mad, long to no one keep your life.
What's up? Welcome back. This is Jesse Bell with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Hope your Friday is ticking along nicely. We just had a 20-minute music block, so let me give you the rundown. We kicked it off with Penny Sleeve's latest release called Money Mouth. Love when we have that synergistic branding between a band and their latest single. Penny Sleeve, Money Mouth. It's perfect. We also heard from the Darcys with Good Time, JBNG with Many Moons, Donnie Ducharme with Sundown, Jennifer Foster with At The Time, and you just heard one of two Via Costello tracks. That one was called She's My Type. We'll have a second Via Costello track a little bit later in the program because you know me, I love getting my fresh, new Canadian content all up in your business. And my good friends, we have some tragedy that we must report on today, as back on Tuesday, March 10th, Wyerton Willie IV tragically passed away. Now, I'll be honest with you, I actually didn't know that there were multiple Wyerton Willies. I assumed it was just the same groundhog because, A, I didn't know how long this has been going on. I mean, at least since my childhood. And I suppose at least since the 1990s. Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, I guess. And I also just don't know, and I feel like you don't know this, be honest with me. You don't know how long a groundhog lives. If you do, look, that is remarkably impressive and good for you. But I certainly did not cop to that. So what I've learned is that the original Wyerton Willie lived to be 22 years old, which is astonishing to me. He actually died 2 days before Groundhog Day in 1999, and they couldn't find a replacement, so they... And this is crazy. And the direct quote, instead marked Groundhog Day by revealing Willie in a coffin. He had been dressed in a tuxedo, had coins over his eyes, and a carrot between his paws. The real Willie, in fact, decomposed, and the body in the coffin was that of an older stuffed groundhog. The Associated Press was obliged to issue a retraction on its wires. Wyerton Willie's keeper groomed understudies named Wee Willie during the elder groundhog's lifetime to eventually replace the reigning Wyerton Willie. So, don't worry, folks. Another Wyerton Willie is in the cards. Like the Pope, he will be replaced upon his death. So, Wyerton Willie 2, we'll come back to this individual in a moment, died in 2006. Wyerton Willie 3 died in 2017. Wyerton Willie 4, died in November 2021. I do remember that. Wyerton Willie 5 was introduced at the 2022 Groundhog Day celebration. And then died almost 4 years to the day. So now we are looking for Wyerton Willie 6. So our sixth groundhog weather prognosticator is in the cards. Now I do want to circle back to Wyerton Willie 2. And I'm sorry, this is going to be a little dark, but it is also so absurd and quite shocking that it did make me laugh. So I'm not going to read you the subheading here, but I am just going to read you the information. In May 2003, two of Wyerton Willie II's Wee Willies disappeared. 3 months later, they were found dead in the burrow where they resided with Willie. Because groundhogs are known to be territorial animals, Willie was suspected of killing the two, an allegation that was never proven. Francesca Dobbin, who looked after the groundhogs, informed her immediate supervisor, who chose not to inform the Wyerton City Council of the incident, fearing bad publicity. The council agreed to allow Dobbin to keep her job despite the scandal. So, there you have it. Wyerton Willie 2. He was no angel. But let's hope Wyerton Willie 6 is a bit nicer of a groundhog. It seems like that was just a one-off thing, so let's hope that the whatever wee willies that are set to take over the role are healthy and doing well. So now you're caught up on all the groundhog drama, let's get back to the tunes. Kicking off our Friday the 13th inspired music block is Phoebe Bridgers' cover of The Cure classic. This is Friday, I'm in Love, on your Friday morning indie wake-up call.
I don't care if Monday I'm in love. Saturday, wait. Sunday always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Oh, Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in.
she'll turn heads and she'll feel my heart with her fingers.
Trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy man, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hi, my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Yeah. winter's wet and the summer's hot, take a match in Puerto Rico. Why not? Power and adrenaline flowing like amber from the recesses of the earth. Put on your waders and twitch. When the water runs high sometimes, twitch. When the tide ebbs low, see the sights, maybe go downtown. Sometimes you get some heat, sometimes it follows you around. When the blade hits the bone, everybody hears it sing. Shower room full of people, no one hears a goddamn thing. A twitch. When the current runs wild sometimes, twitch. When the contact howls,
we'll be right back. running.
Sly and cunning,
sly and cunning, cunning.
Jesse Bell with you for your Friday morning indie wake-up call, and I hope you survived that Friday the 13th inspired music block. You know, as is traditional on this program, and you could argue CFRC writ large, that music block really went places lyrically, genre-wise. We ran the gamut. We kicked it off with Phoebe Bridgers' cover of The Cure classic Friday, I'm in Love. We had Garbage with their rendition of 13, which to me is an Elliott Smith song. It may predate Elliott Smith, but that's where I first heard it. We had Hotel Mira with Friday the 13th. We had Johnny Cash with a different cover of a different track called 13. We also heard from Moby with Machine.